It's the Rabbonic Gzerot that even after you finish using the scissors, if a sheres touches one side of the scissors, automatically the other side also becomes tamid. The main Gzerot ought to be Shas Melocha.
Weiter,
V'al Hazor Shebishas Melocha, and the Hazor, the main Gzerot Shebishas Melocha, Mishum Hazor Shlei Bishas Melocha. That what the Hazor they said is never called a Chibra. So even though Bishas using the scissors, you make hazor that vila midiraisa b'shas using the scissors is considered one kli. So hazor should be good. The rabbanim made gzeira. If you say the hazor is good now, people think who then it's good when you don't have b'shas melacha. So therefore, he said it's never good the hazor. That's only talking of the rabbanim. It's not called the chibur, and it's only the rabbanim that the hazor doesn't know b'shas melacha. But that's the story. B'shas melacha it's a chibur midiraisa. Shlei b'shas melacha it's nothing. Right, the Mishnah says Bizman Shein Lachim. The end of the Mishnah says these last type of Hatmanam, it's only Moisef Hevel if it's wet. That's straw or muchin or grass. It's only Moisef Hevel with Shasta wet. Or Shasta dried up already, then it's not Moisef Hevel. For the Mori Boilu, what does wet mean? Lachim Machmas Atzmon, that means they're wet from Metchila. The grass, when it was growing, it's still wet from its original grass. That was wet. Even though the straw or glass or grass dried up already, but later if you water it down, it comes wet again. That also makes it moist of heaven. Hey, what does the wetness mean? If it's wet from its original stage, then it gets much hotter. Milachin machmas mashkin shneifin leimishiyavshu. Mashenka, it only gets wet later on. It means it's dried up. And later water falls on top of it, it doesn't get so hot. So Shalom, when the Mishnah says these things are moist of heaven, when they're wet, what type of wetness does it mean? Does it mean wetness, metchilah, never dried up, it's still wet from it was grown wet? Or even if it dried up and later you water it over? Toshima, the Mishnah says, loy b'tev, not with straw, for loy b'zagin, for loy b'muchin. Not with zagin, that's the pseudus of the yayin, of the wine, of the grapes. Volei b'muchin, not with dried out, or with muchin. Muchin means like a material. Now, v'leiv asofim, not with gris. Bizman she'lachim, only when they're wet, it's osur. Mashing on the dry, it's mutter. Mar'iyam v'bishlei malachin machmas dover achar. If you say wetness means even you water it down later, shaper. That's how you can find muchin, that means this wool, that's wet. El liyam mit lachim machmas atzim, if you want to say, no, it's wet the way it was grown wet. Muchin lachin machmas atzim, hechem ishkachas lo. How do you ever find wool that's grown wet? Wool is muchin, means soft material, this soft wool. How does it ever get wet? Soft wool is always dry. How do you ever have wet wool? And the mark's not so schwer. Memarta de beini yatmid. You can all have the wet that comes off the behemoth between its thighs. Like the behemoth schwitzes, sweats, and between the thigh when it's rubbing back and forth, there the wool gets very, very wet. So that sweaty wool, that you could have machmas atzmid. From the wool, from its thighs, shel behema, shel malei yezeya. There it sweats a lot and it's very wet. That's called wet by itself. It comes off by itself. You don't have to shear it off. That wool falls off by itself. So that wool that comes off by itself, that's from sweat. That's very hot. So maybe only that wool is called Maisav Hevel, but the other is not. So we still have a shalom, we're not pushing it yet. Right? So more about the Tony Rabbi Shio, time name Vixus Yovsho. You can make a tamana with a ksus, with a beggar that's dried out. Over Teroi's Yuvashim, dried out Paris. Avoloi Vixus Lecha, not with a wet ksus, a wet beggar. Voloi be Paris Lach, not with Paris. How do you find a wet beggar? The chur means white seven made out of wool. How do you ever find wet wool? Same teretz. The wool that came off the behemoth when the behemoth was sweating, when it was working between its legs, like of a sigh, that wool that came off full of sweat, full of wet. About that sweat, that's called lach. So kitzur, the word is not pershut the shayla. The word is misupik. What about if the wool dried up? And later you've made it wet again. Is that called Moist of Hevel or not? So the Mechaba Lamaisa brings it down Stam. The Mechaba brings down any one of these things, coals, the man, they're wet, it's called Moist of Hevel. Mashma, even if it dried up, the Mukhin or the Asavim, just now, B'shash, you're making Atzmona, they're wet, they're moisture, that water fell on them, it's also wasa. So Lacha Mashma, the Mechaba is Machmir, the Golachumir.
Hier auch noch Memtes. Die Mischte nach Memtes. Hier Mischte sehr schön nehmen, wie Xus und wie Paris. Ihr leider make hat Tumono with Xus with the Begit, with your shirt, with your jacket. They say, right, these are the Shilohs on, even before Shabbos, is also to make hot money with something that's moist of heaven. If the material makes the pot hotter, that's also because then at the Xerah, maybe you put a remetz, a coal, in the hot money, and you come to hit it on Shabbos. If the chefet is not moist of heaven, then you're allowed to make that money before Shabbos. So, Tom Nibbuxus, you're allowed to use some a beggar, some a jacket, or a coat, that's in some material is not moist of heaven. So before Shabbos, when you take the chon pot or the soup pot off the fire, you're allowed to wrap it around with clothing. The ksus of a peris, or then you could use fruit, dried out fruit if you want, you could use it to wrap around the pot. The chan feyoina, you could use the feathers of a pigeon. Uven esura shacharoshim, sawdust. Charoshim usually means a carpenter. Nesuris means a small sawdust. When he comes with saws, the sawdust is also not the moist of heaven, so you're allowed to put it all around the pot. Or if you have a bunch of sawdust, you can put the pot, stick it into the sawdust. It'll just retain the heat. It's not moist of heaven. So if you do this before Shabbos, it's mutter. Uvenura shalpishtun, who are then pieces of flax? Daka. Only small pieces of flax, that's not moist of heaven. We have Yehuda oise bedake or mate begasa. We have Yehuda's faket. He says if it's a big piece, it's also. A thick piece of faket. Oise bedake. If it's a small piece of nuras of pishtin, he holds the smice of heaven. It's awesome. Umate begasa. But if it's a thick piece of flax, that's not smice of heaven. You can make katimona. Kadrashi, nuras, dak, small pieces. Shinurim and a pishtin that comes out of the flax. The current arishtim. Nisiris, Shemanasrin, Hanagorim, Minoetzim. When you saw the wood, you get the sawdust. Over Teris, you're going Chitim, Kitnius. Hirashi Bavrons, but apples you don't put around the peri. That means if you have wheat or Kitnius, the beans, I'm only going to put the pot inside the bunch of beans. So the beans get all around it, and it's Makayim the heat. So that's Mutta. Comes for Yoina, Noitza. The feathers of a pigeon, of a Yoina, that's Mutta to use. But these things are not Mace of Hevel. The Mahomer of Yainai. Tefillin tzrichin guf naki. When you wear tefillin, you have to have a clean guf. Your body has to be clean. Like what kalisha baal kunafayim. Like this time the Almira called Alisha, and they called him a name baal kunafayim. The baal of kunafayim of feathers. We'll soon see why it's called baal kunafayim. So the more mahi. What does it mean tefillin needs a guf naki? What do you have to be clean about? Abaye rama shleya fiach ben. It means, calls the man you wear in the tefillin, you can't let any wind come out from you. You have to be able to hold yourself back to make sure no winds will come out from the bottom of you. That's called the gufnaki. But when you see something that come out, it's not nice to be wearing tefillin. You have to make sure you're not going to fall asleep with them. You shouldn't sleep with your tefillin on. The same thing that ben Valshem yafiach. One gzera is if you fall asleep, we're afraid then you're going to let some wind come out. Shem yafiach ben. Or is it trashi? Yira keri. We're afraid maybe in the middle of the sleep you'll see keri. And it's also not nice to see keri when you're wearing tefillin. Avlim yachu li zoyer. Shilo yisha. And the second man yam holds, if you can watch yourself, you won't fall asleep in. Kol hagufim nikiyim. Bafochiyos, that's a normal thing. Everybody can watch himself from afocho. It's no big thing. Shecholim lahamad asun. Everybody can hold himself back. So be you're not afraid you're going to fall asleep when you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to wear tefillin. The Maitre, this is the heter, at least why most of us don't wear tefillin the whole day, is because you have to have a gufnaki the whole day. And today it's very hard to have a gufnaki. You wear tefillin a long time, it's kamat zicha, some wind will come out of you from the bottom. Another reason is you're not supposed to be masiach das. That's what I was talking about here. You're not supposed to think about something else, or other things. So we can't think that much only about this film. Halavai, we should have kavanah when we're wearing this film for the mitzvah, for davening. But kavanah for the whole day, we're not nice to wear this film, because either sham yafiach pem or else they have different machshavas that are not nice to think about when you're wearing this film. So tomorrow now, the amai korolei baal kunafayim. How come they call this man the yama kalisha baal kunafayim? Why do you have a shame baal kunafayim? The toisvis, the tomorrow, shepa machas gozra malchus remi rasho. Gizera Yisrael Shekola Maniach Tfilin Yenakru Es Moichai. the Romans made exero. Whoever puts on tefillin, without tefillin on your head, is near your brains, they're going to break into your brains. As you nakras moichah, they'll break open your head. That was the exero. Elisha wasn't afraid. He used to still wear a tefillin. He even went outside to the shuk. Ruah kistor echod. So one of the mamunim, one of the policemen saw him. Is rotz milafonav? He ran away from him. Verotz achrof, and the policeman ran after him. When the policeman might have finally caught up with him, notla meroisha, Elisha took off the film off his head. V'yachsim biyod, and he held it in his hand. Omalos, so the policeman said, "Maize biyodcha, what are you holding in your hand? I saw you wearing the film. What do you have in your hand?" Omalos, kanfe yoina, I have feathers of a pigeon in my hand. That's what kanfe yoina. Is Pasha, and this happened, he opened up his hand, Pasha, this Yodai, Venimtsu Kanfa Yoina. And this happened, its filling came into Kanfa Yoina. Is Lefika, Karolais, Elisha Balkanafayim. That's why the Chum called his name now, Elisha Balkanafayim. He had this nest that happened to him. It's because he was Moisa Nefesh to put on the filling. So the Gemara, Maishinah Kanfa Yoina, how come the nest took place that its filling changed in to Kanfa Yoina? Mishar Oifis, how come the Yoina is more than other Oifis, other birds? Mishrim the Yamto Knesset Yisrael Yoina, because Klai Yisrael is doima to a Yoina. Shenem Maraposik says Kanfe Yoina Nechpo Bechesed. The Kanfe Yoina, the feathers of the Yoina protects itself like Nechpo is covered up with Kesed. That Ma Yoina, just like a pigeon, Kenofeho Maginus Aleh, the feathers protect it. Is Af Yisrael Mitzvahs Maginus Aleh. The same thing Klai Yisrael has something protecting them. What protects the Yid? The Mitzvahs he does. It's daima to a yoina. So Rashi, yinakrus moichoi shu tachas tefillin. Since you put your tefillin on top of your head, so that mokum they said they'll break in. Yinakru loshin nikur einayin, like you're taking out your eyes. Kister misavushu mamuna akach. He was a policeman to check that yidin should not be wearing tefillin. Kans for yoinik reforce kamei of the shehem mitzvahs. The tefillin is a mitzvah. They maginim li Yisrael. The mitzvahs protect the klal Yisrael. Same way the feathers are to a yoina. Shinim shelis liyoina via mitzvahs kenafayim. The klal Yisrael is daima to a yoina, and the mitzvahs are daima to kenafayim that protect the yoina. Just like here, the mitzvahs protect klal Yisrael. Kenafayim maginus aleim minatzina. The feathers protect the bird from the cold. Umikol oif viyodem habo aleil. Any or bird that wants to bite it, or a person, the feathers protect the team. Hil nechemes umakib roish gapom. Hey, so Yoina fights back with its feathers, with its wing. It fights back. Mashen came to Sharoifis, not Daimut. Other Oifis don't fight back with its wing. But a Yoina fights back with its wing, and as a wing is what protects the Yoina. Here also, Klai Yisrael, the mitzvahs protect Klai Yisrael. Right. Yibin Asura Shachroshim, the Mishnah says you're allowed to make hatmona in sawdust. Sawdust is not most of heaven. Iboiluhu, Reb Yehuda, an Asura Shachroshim koi, Reb Yehuda at the end it says a chilik. He says if it's thin, bedaki holds its osa. That's called most of heaven. Umate begasif, the material is thick, then he holds its mutter. So the question is, does he go on mamash the last case of Nurisha Pishtin, of pieces of flax? That he holds small flax is awesome, big ones is mutter, or he even goes on a case before of the sawdust. Is he boiling whom? We have Yudan and Surah Shacharoshim, he's even going on sawdust koi, or Yanura Shapishtin koi. No, he's only going on the pieces of flax. Toshima, the Tanya Beferish. We have Yudu Weimer, Nura Shapishtin, the pieces of flax. Dakom, if it's very thin, small pieces of flax, Harehu Kizevon. It's the same thing like the zevel in the shmutz of the behema. That's a chepitz, that's mois of heaven, and it's also to make katmona with it. It's shma mina nurusha pishtin koi, shma mina. If yud is only going on pieces of flax, now that is the difference. If it's thin, it's awesome. If it's thick, it's mutter. Mashen kein sawdust is no difference. No matter what size the sawdust is, it's mutter to put a pot, make katmona in sawdust, that's not mois of heaven. So if you make that katmona before Shabbos, it's mutter. Mishnah Vayta, Toimnin Bishalchin. You let him make Hatzmona Bishalchin Zatrashi Oris. That means skin, leather. Kemoi Vihivshit Targim Vayishlach. Vihivshit means skin of Behemoth. The Targim says means Vayishlach. That's the lotion of the skin. It's the skin you can make Hatzmona with. Umetalt Lenoisei. The Chiddush is that's not Muksa. Even after you take it off the pot, still you let it touch, it's not Muksa. The gizei tzemer, you let him make hatzmona with pieces of wool. V'yein metalt l'noisa. But gizei tzemer, that's already muksa. So once it comes off, it's muksa, you can't touch it. So drashi metalt l'noisa, bein shetomen behen, bein shletomen behen, techozi l'mezgo alayu. Hey shalchen, that means pieces of skin, that's not muksa. Since it's roy to sit on, you can put it down on the floor and sit on top of it, it's not muksa. Whether you use it for atzmon or not, it's not muksa. Vashenkin gizei tzemer, the pieces of wool, v'ein metatlos at Rashi, the muksa is saying, letovis lorik, pieces of wool usually you're going to use to make material out of, to make a beged with. So that's muksa on Shabbos. You can't make begodim on Shabbos, so the wool is muksa. So even though now you use it for atzmon, you covered up your supat with it, but when you take off the supat, we'll soon see how you can take it off. When you get the cover off, the wool still remains muksa. Kate said, now Sakasha, if the wool is muksa, and you have the wool all around your soup pot, how do you get the soup out? Kate said, so Drashi, Kate said, Zesha Tomin Bim, this person that made Hatmana put the wool all around the pot. Kate said, Yitukre Rosoi, Hail the Yosla Taltalon, is an Issa muksa. You can't touch the wool itself. Shrehi Tamuna Kulabhen. Hatmana usually means you protect all around the pot you put the wool. That's called Hatmana. Mashenkin, just on the sides, it's not called Hatmana. Hatmana has to be all around the pot. So here, if you have wool all around the pot, how do you get the soup out? So the Gemara, Noita Lesakisui Vehe Noiflis. You're allowed to pick up the cover itself. So Drashi, Noita Lesakisui means Shokadera. You're allowed to pick up the cover. Sheyesh Teres Kli Aliha. The cover of a pot has a shame kli. It's not muksa. You're allowed to touch the cover of a pot. V'yafagav shein oleha, Rashi's about warning, even though the wool is on top of the pot, on top of the cover, lo'yichbislon, it doesn't make a difference. The lo'inasis bosses lehem, it's not considered the wool is a bosses to the pot, to the cover. Shein osi yelo lechasis kedera, you only have the wool, the purpose of the wool is to cover up the kedera, to cover up the pot. Now, Rashi is warning the Shaila. So the Metzius says, when you have this pot, even though the wool was all around it, we're talking about the top part of the handle of the cover was not covered up with wool. So since you could grab a hold of the handle and not touching the wool, you're allowed to grab the handle and pick up the cover. Even though by this you're making the wool full on the side, that's called the tiltum menatzad. What are you touching? You're touching the handle of the cover. And the cover is a kli. Now, by moving the cover, you're making the wool fall off. That's like taking a knife and moving peanuts off the table, peanut shells. We had tiltum and atzad is mutter. Habiyas for a dover, ha mutter, it's mutter to do it. There you want to be able to get the cover off, to be able to heat the soup inside. That's called a dover, ha mutter. It's mutter to do on Shabbos. So your habiyah could grab a hold of the cover, not touching the wool, the handle, some part that's open, you're allowed to pick it up, and the wool falls off. The Rashi was warning the new Shiloh. The Shiloh, why doesn't the whole cover become muksa? Asa bosses. We had before, something is a bosses, a dover, also, it's osir. That means, what's a bosses? L'mosha, our leichter is a bosses. Since a leichter, you have the fire on top of the leichter, and the candlestick is holding up the fire, the whole candlestick is a bosses. That's a loch of muksa. Anything, if the muksa is on top, and everything underneath holding up the muksa, it itself also becomes bosses, a dover, also. So Rashi is warning here, you have a soup pot. And you have hatmona, you have the wool on top of the pot. So why don't we say the wool on top is like the cover now is the bosses. It's holding up the wool. So even the cover should become muksa. So it wouldn't help you moving off the wool, because the whole cover should become muksa. So Rashi says it doesn't become bosses. And the svar is, because bosses is the pshat, that the bottom thing is helping out the top thing work. Mushroom, when you have fire, you have a nair. You need the candlestick to hold up the fire. You need the bottom to hold up this. The bottom bosses means it's helping the top one. So it's like toffle to the H. The ikur is the H on top, and everything underneath it is helping it out. Mashenkin here, what's the ikur? The ikur is the soup. The ikur is the pot. That you have the wool on top, it's not the pshat, the cover is helping out the wool. It's full farkir. The wool is helping out the cover. So like the wool is bottle to the cover. So since the cover is a dover amutter, you don't say bosses, dover usser over there. Hey, all over bosses means the bottom thing is holding up the top thing. Unless you put money on top of a bed. You want a place where to put the money. So now the bed now is holding up the money, so the bed is bosses to the money. The ikur is the money, this is holding up the money. But here, it's not the pshat that the ikur you want is the flax. is you want the wool on top, and the pot is holding up the wool. The ikka you want is the pot. The ikka you want is the soup inside it. And pumfakir, the wool is just helping out the pot. So since the wool is helping out the pot, fakir, it's buses to the pot. And since the pot is not muksa, therefore you're allowed to touch, therefore you can take what's the cover. So, what? Because Rashi says it's miyuchah to make the godim with. It's material. You're going to make a Vegas on Shabbos, it's muksa. Sure, raw material is muksa on Shabbos, sure. Raw material is muksa. What is the image for? What's it used for? To sew with. You're allowed to sew on Shabbos. So it's muksa. Thread is muksa on Shabbos. Yes, therefore that's the Eitzer. The Eitzer is, if you can grab a hold of the cover, where it's open, the cover, not touching the wool, you pick it up and the wool falls off. That's Mishnah. Noitele sakisi, you can pick up the cover, v'hein noifleis, and it can fall off by itself. We have Lezer ben Azayu, Aimer, no, Kupa, the pot itself, mata al tzida, like tilt it to the side, and let all the wool fall off it. V'noitele, and that's the way then you pick up the pot. Why does he want all the wool to fall on the side? V'al shem yito, we're afraid maybe you pick up the pot, v'einu yachal hasim, you won't be able to put the pot back down again. Because if you pick it like straight up, maybe the wool will fall straight down again, and you have a little hole where you put the pot in. If the wool will all fall into the hole, you'll block the place to put the pot back. So the answer is, tilt the pot, let all the wool fall to the side, so then you pick up the pot, you can still put the pot back down again. You don't have to worry about this, you don't have to move it to the side, you can put it straight up again, and put it down again. Drashi, Reb Lezer ben Azayah Oimer Kupa, the pot mat mito al tzida, tilted to the side v'noitel. Kishavu lita lakteri, when you want to take this pot, mata hakupa al tzida, tilted to the side. Why? Shem yita lakdera. We're afraid if you pick it straight up, you pick up the pot. V'yiflu hagizim, and the wool on the sides will fall. Shem ikana makana, both sides are teich guma, into the hole where you're storing the pot. Sheyoshre behem, where the pot was sitting. So if you want to put the pot back down again, like to make another hatmona, you can't move the wool on the sides anymore, to put it back in again. Therefore, the answer is, let it fall a little bit on the side. First, Moro explain why the Chum say, you're allowed to put it back again. How can you put it back again? It's muksa. You can't touch the gizim, you can't touch the wool is muksa. So Gemara will explain what the Chama mean. So the kids of the Mishnah says the what? That shalchin, that's tam, skin, that's not muksa. Mashen ken gizne tzema, pieces of wool, that's oimet fariga to sew with, that's muksa. Now you're allowed to make hatmona with these things. Now if you made hatmona with the gizne tzema, it's a shal of muksa. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how you can touch the wool. So the Gemara. Yosef Reb Yonasan ben Achinoi. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elozer, they were sitting together. The Yosef, Rabbi Chanina bar Choma Gabayu, Chanina bar Choma was all sitting with them, all three together. The Kami Boilu, he had the Shaila. Shalchin Shabalabayis. What about if a balabos has the skin? Has he just shechted the behema and he has the skin of the behema? Is that muksa or not? So Rashi Shalchin Shabalabayis Tanan. This is the deal. Forget Kami Boilu. Shalchin Shabalabayis Tanan. Does the Mishnah that say that skin is not muksa, it only means a balabos. When he brought it home to his house, in his house he's going to use the skin the way it is, so it's called a kli, it's not muksa. But maybe avul shel umen, but a person that sells skin, kiba the kapar alayu. Since it's oimit for schor, it's oimit to sell the skin, so he's makba not to touch it on Shabbos, he doesn't want to ruin it. It's not like his skin is going to keep for himself, he's going to sell the skin. So maybe that likes muksa. Since it's set aside for schayra to sell, it's not aimed to use right now. So it doesn't have a shame kli. Lay metatlin alu. You can't touch it. I dilma no, the Mishnah says tam. Shalchin is not muksa. Shel umen tanan. The Mishnah means even skin from an umen, the person that sells the skin. V'chol shchen shabalabayis. Navada from balabos is also not muksa. Shrashi shalchin shabalabayis tanan. The mutla tautlin. Only a private person's skin, that you're allowed to touch. Shein oim dimli mocher. It's not aimed for a person to sell it. Well, like kapadla, you're not so makba then. You bought skin, you take in your house, and you use it sometimes to sit on. You can put it down on the floor and sit on it. It's kimitnefi. Even if it gets dirty, you're not so makbid. Bechazle mizgu alayu. It's right to sit on. You can put it on your floor and sit on top of it. So that's not muksa. Abul shav umin shayim dais lamaicharon. An umin usually sells his skin. Kopadalai, he's very makbid. The skin should not get dirty. Hilkach loy lemizdekayim was not aimed for it to be sitting on. V'yein metaltonoi say. Since you don't use skin to sit on, what is skin aimed for? Maybe to make a kli, to make a shoe out of it, to make things out of it. So that you can't do on Shabbos. Say navadu it's mukta. The only svara where skin is mukta, because you could use it to sit on top of. So balabos is not makbid if it gets dirty. But maybe an umen is yer makbid, so from an umen it should be like mukta. That's the shayla. Omelu Rabbi Chanina bar Chomo, he answered, Kachom Rabbi Yishma b'Rabbi Yosi. This is what Rabbi Yishma b'Rabbi Yosi said. He said, Abba, his father, Shalchehevi. His father was an umen, a person that sold skin, a skin seller. Trashi umen.